Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life to put you on the right road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet with us and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio to preach the gospel like we always do. Now, we end our teaching series in the fourth chapter of 1 John, praise God, talking about the nature of God. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God.
Praise
now, when Christ comes in us, we have that nature where we are concerned about our fellow man. We're concerned about others. We're not just concerned about ourselves, but we're concerned about others. And that's the way the Lord would want us to be. Be concerned, be considerate of one another. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet, in 1 John 4, praise our God, in verse number, amen, 9?
It said, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Amen.
Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Now, God manifested love when he sent his only begotten Son into the world, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. And the world, amen, that we might live through him. Now, Jesus is our mediator between God and man. And we could go through Jesus to get to God. That's Jesus is the only way to the Father. Because the Bible declares in 1 John, in St. John 14 and 6, it said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus Christ. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I lift up Jesus because he is the door. He's the only way to get to God. Praise God. Amen. You must go through Jesus to get to God. Praise God. Verse 10, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son into the world, sent his Son to be propitiation for our sin. Jesus will clean your life up. Yes, he will. Take sin out by the root. Place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again, so that we can be able to be like God, have that love one for another. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus to not only to forgive you of all your committed sins, but it will cleanse you, wash you, purge your soul, purge your conscience from dead works. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of God, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin. That is the nature that the Lord wants to place in us. Amen. Fix it so you can live right. Love one another. Love your enemy. Forgive those that done you wrong. That's when Christ come in us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's time to get free from sin. It's time to live right. It's time to love one another. It's time to treat people the way you want to be treated. Because the Lord is coming back for a people that are ready for heaven. Not the ones that's getting ready, but one people that are ready. Praise God. Amen. There's no need to mess around and die in your sins. You die in your sins, you can't go to heaven. Jesus said, for straight is the gate. Narrow is the way to lead to life. Jesus said, few that be that find it. And the Bible is right. Because so many people act like they can't get rid of sin. And if you can't get rid of sin, how can you go to heaven? I'm telling you. Amen. You just can't get in there if you can't get rid of sin. Because no sinner is going to make it into the kingdom of God. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. He come to set you free. And that's the reason why I preach it. Here on radio, I preach the gospel to warn people, let people know if you want to go to heaven, you must get rid of sin right now in this life. Because you cannot be a sinner and expect to enter into heaven. It's not going to work. Praise God. Amen. So we must make it in our mind, amen, make it in our business to get sanctified through the blood. Let the Lord breathe in your soul. Sanctify you wholly. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said in St. John, where Jesus was talking, 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. The nature of God. Now, we're talking about the nature of God in 1 John, the 4th chapter. The nature of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 11, what is that, Missionary Bell?
Said, beloved. If God so loved us. We ought also to love one another.
Now, when Christ come in us, we have that love for our brothers and sisters. We don't just be selfish. So many people are just selfish, like we talked about in our earlier broadcast. They just looking out for themselves and ain't concerned about nobody else. But when Christ come in us, we have that love one for another. It's time to show love for your brothers and sisters. Be considerate of others. Praise God. Amen. Let people know you're concerned about them. That Jesus came as a physician to let people know he was concerned about us because we was pitiful. But Jesus come to pick you up. No matter how much in sin the devil carried you into, the Lord come to pick you up and clean your life up and make you a child of God. He'll reach down in the depths of sin, pick you up, clean you up, make you somebody, make you a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Where is that, Missionary Velvet?
No man has seen God at any time.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? No man has seen God at any time.
If we love one another, God dwells in us.
God dwells in us.
And his love is perfected in us.
Amen. His love is perfected in us. Letting you know that, amen, praise our God, when Christ comes in us, when, amen, we have that love that is the nature of God. I'm telling you, we have that love, praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Show love one for another. Treat people right. Love one another. Treat folks right. Praise of a God. Don't discriminate. Don't you know when Christ come in us, we don't show no respect of a person? The reason why people have respect of others is because of sin. The reason why there's discrimination, where folks discriminate with races, is because of sin. You can't go to heaven having discrimination over people because of the color of their skin. That is not of God. That's of the devil. You heard me? Praise of God. And you can't go to heaven with that mess in your heart. But when Christ come in us, we have that love one for another. The nature of God, you love people regardless to the color of your skin. You love people. Praise God. And that's the way Christ would do. He'll cause you to love one another. Amen. For in heaven there is a multitude of people with different colors of skin, different races, different nationalities, all loving one another. That's the God I serve. Because God is a God of all nations, all people, because the gospel is to the whole world. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a powerful message, Missionary. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him.
Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast because we need to have that nature of God in us. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, the nature of God. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, amen, eye disease. Whatever the problem is, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisons. Let them know, God, you love them. Lord, get that discrimination out of them. Lord, those people out there in the free world, Lord, get that spirit of discrimination out of them. Let them love people regardless to the color of their skin, regardless to, amen, their status and nationalities. They are soul that's precious in your sight. Lord, let them love and treat people right. Lord, do these things. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. The song says, it's me again, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We know who we are and know what's in our heart. And all we have to do is ask the Lord, say, Lord, I need your help. That you mold me and make me into who I need to be. I can't do it without you. And he would do just that. The Lord has no respect of person. And you continue to keep on praying and keep on working on yourself until the Lord perfect you in the way of holiness. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, he will pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. And he loves you with the everlasting love. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. Lord has a blessing for you, and he can mold you and make you to who you need to be to. And you continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord open up doors. We go into the jails and prisons to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And those you are in the free world, click into our website. Amen. And be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those that's incarcerated, write our ministry. And for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that,
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.